Now I'd like to welcome a good friend, a wonderful writer who sometimes performs alone, and sometimes Mike Santoro backs her up on piano. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thank you, Ellen. I'm going to read about a woman called Helen Laurette Magdalene Cooney. And she was born in 1884 and died in 1946. She became famous because her husband, Charles Taylor, made her a star in his play. But then she finally left him and came here and became a star in Peg of My Heart. And it made her the Lioness of London also. And Queen Mary said the Belle Laurette was the most successful actress America had ever sent. She came from here and went to London and became, but she was famous here first because of her husband. First leaf. One, it's called I Never Cry. The whip. Lift the trap door and you will find who I am beneath the stage in the rooms of my imagination. Only in the theater will you find my tenderness. The best of me I give to strangers, and I never cry. Father's whip hung on the back of the bedroom door, a full stop with a knot at the end of it. And for further punctuation, an asterisk of six leather tongs. At a new school, when all aflutter with Gallic gestures, I shrugged and introduced myself in a French accent as Loris from Paris. The children followed me home, calling on all the saints to save me from the sin of the lion tongue. Father made me kneel in confession until my legs were too sore to walk. Why do priests wear skirts when they can be just as holy in pants? I asked him. He forced me to count the beads all day in penance. No other mother called him a good-looking dish with nothing in it. He commanded her to stand by the open window during a thunderstorm, even though lightning terrified her. But I grew used to storms and began to brew them myself out of nothing. Like a savior, like a sailor who favors the life of lurch and pitch, I was more able to sleep more peacefully in a reeling ship. And she left her husband. And this is called I Am Queen of the Highway, Charlie Taylor. Goodbye. You don't need a whip, Charlie Taylor. You lash with your tongue. But there's a worse pain when I make a friend, only to find he's a bad actor. You say my tongue shows no mercy, but my tongue doesn't lie. Why shouldn't I interrupt rehearsals? Why shouldn't I show them how to make an entrance or handle a prop? All I say, it's so easy. Why do you make such a bother? Here is the way to do it. See? See? It's what is right, Charlie Taylor, not who is right. I never knew Bernhardt. I never knew Barrymore. Nevertheless, I want the new realism, too. I'm not a character in a play you wrote, like the white tigress of Japan or a child bride. I'm not a creature, Charlie. So if you want me in one more play, write it so I can be on stage when the audience is still banging the seats. Why must the maid answer the door while the star watches the audience through a peephole in the scenery? I've wrapped the embalmed mummies of your melodramas and made their bones walk for too many miles. I'm no longer your pupil. No more 50-cent circuits, Deadwood, South Dakota. No more thrillers, no more road shows. And Shakespeare is no Bible. He should be placed on the stage and not on a parlor table. Furthermore, carpet slivers, velvet smoking jackets, oil paintings, One more story and one more drink for the road. Don't make domesticity, Charlie. So don't make me cry. Your adoration of me was barely temporary housing. Your real address, concealed outbursts that exploded like the pyrotechnics in your plays. I know now, art and marriage make bad lovers. And in reality, I cannot stand to love. It's an awful imposition. So, if you want my signature, come over and get it. And she left him and went and became famous in England. And she found the truth in acting, and she did what she was one of the ones who changed acting till it became the Actors Studio in New York. And she believed that the truth and the real emotion had to be there. You just don't say the words. And so she changed the acting as well as the history of the theater. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. And Suzanne will be featured here on March 29th, which won't come for a while, but when it does, we'll be heading towards spring.